Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Are you traveling this holiday with your pet? And, you know, do you put them in a crate? Do you put the crate in the back of the car? Do you belt them in? Do you put them under the seat in front of you on an airplane? How do you travel with a pet so that you know the pet is safe, not freaked out, not scared? What if you have to go on a plane and you put that pet in their crate and they have to go down in the hold? You know, I worry about that. My guest is certified animal behavior consultant, Steve Dale. Welcome to the show. Steve, traveling with our pets can sometimes be more stressful than if we were to put them up in a hotel and leave them there.
You know what? I think that's the perfect place. Thank you very much, and hello, to begin all this, because my question is, you know, as more and more people are traveling with their pets than ever before, and that can be a good thing. Pets are members of the family. We want our pets to be with us. All, absolutely, I understand, and I agree with, sometimes.
Yeah.
The first question to ask is, do I take the pet with me? You know, no one's asking the pets this question, and all too often, it isn't the best idea to take our pets with us, either because we're going somewhere. We are just going to, for the holidays, have a great time. We are going to be out every day, every night, visiting family, going to parties, going to those bars, not drinking too much, I hope. Well, where's the pet all this time? So if you're not going to be able to spend any time with your pet, and your pet is in a place your pet has never been before, whether it be a hotel or motel or maybe a friend or relative's house, I don't know that it's the best idea to take your pet with you.
Wow, cheers. Hear, hear, man, because people call us if they're going to stay with us. And well, we want to bring our dogs with, you know, well, we have one here, and then it gets a little much, and really, can you really got to bring your dog with? Can you just leave them there? You know, I mean.
Well, and sometimes that's the best thing to do. Rover.com is one website where you can find a pet sitter. I mean, one reason why people are hesitant about taking their pets with is because they don't know where to look for someone to watch those animals when we're away. The great thing about this website is that it's social media-based. So not only does Rover.com themselves approve of these sitters, then people who use them do, and they comment on them, and a couple of bad reviews, and they go away.
Are they people who come live in your house, or are they come and go?
Yes.
Oh, yes, yeah, because I don't like the come and go. Last time we did that with our dog, she was really upset when we came home, being alone at night and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, leaving them with somebody, you worry about that too.
Well, I think that it depends on the combination of pets that you have. So if you have a cat or two, having someone come in daily to scoop the litter box and play a bit with your cat, I think is necessary, but I also think that's enough. If you have a couple of dogs, that's probably not enough. So it depends on the combination of pets you have and what they're accustomed to. Another option, of course, is boarding those pets. And for some pets, that option's great. They've been brought up with it. They've been boarded their whole lives. For other pets, at the age of 6, you're going to board this dog who's never been boarded before. I have mixed feelings about that. And cats, that's really difficult. Most facilities aren't set up for cats. So the cats hear all that barking in the background, all the commotion. They are next to another cat that cat has never met before. Cats are territorial. So that cat is totally confused and exceedingly stressed out. When cats or dogs or people, I suppose, are stressed out, they're more susceptible to illness, and there are lots of potential disease transmission issues with cats, even more than dogs at these places. So cats in general are really better off on their own turf, and their own turf is generally their own home.
Now, what about traveling? So, okay, let's start with planes, because we want to make sure to get through planes, trains, automobiles.
Yeah.
On planes, you know, if it's a little dog, you can keep them in your lap or in front of you in the seat, you know, under the seat in front of you, whatever. But what about that hold down there? God, I couldn't put an animal down there.
You know, I just don't recommend it. So the first thing is to be aware that the airlines, they've got us in so many ways, don't they? And yet another way. I mean, to me, it's just like carrying on a piece of luggage. You're carrying a bag on board with a little pet in it, but they do charge you for it. So be aware that the airlines are going to charge you for it. Also, leave extra time in security to walk through with your cat or your small dog through security, depending on who that TSA officer is. They might even want you to open up that cat carrier or the bag the little dog is in and actually take out the dog. Don't ask me why. Or, what's really interesting, is taking out the cat. So have a harness and leash on your cat so your cat can't bolt. I mean, no one's
expecting you to take a walk.
Yeah.
You know, bolting at the airport. Now, what about the air pressure and cabin pressure? We know it does to our little kids. What about animals?
Yeah, on the airplane, it's really no problem. And, yes, their ears will pop, and no one explains that they should be chewing gum. And it may be confusing to them, but they get through it. That's fine. You're going to, what I was going to say, though, is you're going to pay an extra $150, $200, $250 for the privilege of carrying that pet on the plane. Now, what you ask for, if you have a larger dog that cannot fit under the seat in front of you, and you have to take that animal or want to, then that animal has to go in cargo. And, you know, personally, I am right there with the ASPCA. I don't think that's a good idea. It's not a good idea in general, but I suppose, listen, if there are circumstances where you have no choice, if you're moving cross-country. However, if you're just visiting Aunt Dorothy, I'm thinking, leave that pet at home, drive to see Aunt Dorothy. Don't do that.
Don't do that. Now, driving to see Aunt Dorothy, do we keep our animals crated while they're driving? Or if we had an accident, is that crate going flying around? Or do we put them in a little seatbelt, a little harness? Do we let them move around more? What do we do in a car?
Oh, that's the million-dollar question. So let me start with what you don't do. A truck that has an open end and back, those pickup trucks, it's actually against the law now in many states to keep an animal
good
back there. For obvious reasons, I think. I mean, you stop suddenly, the animal goes flying. Or if the animal is tethered back there, you stop suddenly and the animal goes one way and literally can choke itself to death. So the good news is, at least in many states, that's against the law. Even where it's against the law, please don't do that to your pet. Now, as far as where to put the pet in the car with you, there on both ends of that, there are people that say you must strap in your pet. Your pet is actually safer in a safety seat. One can see that. You stop suddenly, and especially a small dog becomes a projectile, you know. I understand, for the same reason a little child would be. So I think I recommend it for a small dog. For a mid-sized dog or larger, you know, I think there is advantages to it, but I could see where there are disadvantages to it as well. So then I say just use your best judgment, and it's up to you. But use some common sense. I mean, if you have to stop along the way to make a potty break, then it's fair that you let your pet out to do the same. If you're traveling with your cat, then either a leash and a harness again on the cat when you get outside. But the cat's not going to go in the grass. They don't do that. So carry some sort of, there are, like for $2, you'd buy these transportable litter boxes, and they're really pieces of cardboard you could put litter in, and use that. Most cats, unless they go like 6 or 8 or 10 or 12 hours, they're going to hold it. They just want a real litter box. So when you get your destination, take the litter with you that you use at home. Take the litter box, ideally, with you that you use at home. For cats and sometimes for dogs, the less change there is, the better.
Okay, that is just such great advice. Now wrap it up in the last minute. Traveling with our pets, to do it or not to do it, leaving them at home, leaving them with sitters, best advice.
I think it really depends on where you're going, how much time you're going to be away, and the pet. So for cats in general, really they're better off staying home. And for dogs, they may like to come with us, but if we're not going to spend any time with them, it's unfair to the dog. Or if they're going to spend time in a home with 6 cats, maybe it's unfair to that person with 6 cats. The things you could do to lessen anxiety that you could talk to your veterinarian about if they get anxious about car travel, one is called Anxetane, another is called Adaptil or Feel-Away. Those are pheromone products. Your veterinarian will know about those.
Well, thank you so much, Steve Dale. And traveling with your pets might not be worth it. So make sure that you know why you're taking your pet, because that's really the most important reason. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Stay well.